Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on CBS Sports Radio, Ken Carmen until 2 a.m. Eastern. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. The Rams, boy, they're one of the biggest stories in all of sports. Even though they might have taken one on the chin today, they're still fantastic. And it's a lot different than the conversation we had a year ago, isn't it, Isaac Bruce, who joins us right now on the hotline. Isaac, thanks for joining us.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on your show, man.
I mean, we had a completely different conversation about this team last year. We had you on, and we talked about this Rams team, and they were leaving St. Louis, and they were just getting settled in L.A., and there was a lot of nastiness there within fan bases and how it was a young team that was struggling, and now it seems to be different. It's a young team that's really found itself and has really taken a hold of 2017.
Well, you know, it looks like we finally found that stability that was missing, and team finally settled down. I think from a management standpoint, I think they've gotten the right people there, you know, with the hiring of Coach McVay, bringing him in and kind of settling things out, you know, him with along with his creativity. It's helping the offense out tremendously, and you know, everything's coming together from a football standpoint, on from the defense to the special teams.
It's so weird because when the Rams really started getting it going, it was Dick Vermeil, who was an older coach, who had come back after what a 14-year absence as a head coach, and comes back to the sidelines, and it was kind of wondered whether or not he could do the job again. And for Sean McVay, it was always wondered whether or not this guy could do the job because he was too young. Are there parallels that you can draw between the two situations with the two coaches?
Well, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Coach McVay yet, but you know, if I had to say anything just from hearing you know, everything about what's going on in Los Angeles with the head coach right now, I'd have to say energy. A guy who's enthusiastic about playing football. I think, you know, those are some of the characteristics and qualities that Coach Vermeil carried and, you know, kind of resonated through the team. So I see those same qualities from the head coach that we have now, and players starting to really latch on to his vision that he has for the organization.
Isaac Bruce joining us on the show. We'll talk about the Isaac's Passion Program through the Isaac Bruce Foundation with Flight 300 coming up in a moment. Let me ask you, though, what does a wide receiver look for in a quarterback?
Well, just anybody that can get me the ball. I mean, obviously, if he's in the NFL, he can, you know, pretty much make all the throws that are required, those being from one hash mark to a sideline and vice versa. So, just a guy who's also, you know, knowledgeable, who's very confident in his abilities to play the game, and a competitor. So, you know, I get all of that wrapped into one. That's a guy I want to play with.
Can you tell me in 2017 what exactly a catch is?
Oh, absolutely. You know, anything that doesn't hit the ground before you, you know, pretty much wrap it up. You know, I don't believe in the ground causing fumbles or the ground causing incompletes. But if you can control the football all the way down to the ground to the point where it's sticking to your hands or to your body, I think that's a catch.
I like it. Isaac Bruce joining us on the show. Okay, can you tell us about the Flight 300 program?
Oh, absolutely. It's part of the Isaac Bruce Foundation. And the program provides transportation to college-bound students in need. And I felt like I wanted to do this because I was one of those students in need where I had a scholarship waiting for me, but no transportation or no substance to get transportation. So, you know, when I was able to put this foundation together back in 2006, this is something that I wanted to do. And it's been working really well. We haven't turned away one student and don't plan on doing it. But, you know, for all the information needed for the Flight 300, you can go to isaacbruce.org, get all the info you need. And we're always soliciting donations, and donations have been really strong this year.
Isaac Bruce joining us. You launched the program in 2014. How's it gone so far?
It's gone really well, man. Just to be able to provide this service for students, college-bound students, it's very, very fulfilling. You know, I get a big kick out of, you know, when we talk to these students and let them know that we can help them via bus ticket or flight, whatever we can do, Uber to your hotel, to your dorm room, wherever you're going. Just to hear that exasperation and that relief come through their voice, and it's very, very fulfilling for me.
Yeah, visit IsaacBruce.org for more information. Can you take us through again the greatest show on turf in that season, if and you could? Because it's such a great story where I was watching some of the stuff today where Trent Green goes down, mm-hmm. Kurt Warner takes over, and then really dreams become reality with that football team.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a script that was made for Hollywood, television, and the movie theaters. I think, you know, everything that we went through that season in 1999, it was kind of, you know, destined to happen. You know, it was unfortunate how Trent went down in the preseason. He was having a tremendous preseason, you know, for Kurt to come in and really just solidify what we had on offense. It was great, man. Great run. You had a lot of leaders on offense. So, you know, we were able to help Kurt feel comfortable in what he was doing. Be it Orlando Pace, Torrey Holt, Marshall Faulk, and myself. You know, we had guys that really had been through, you know, the fire of the NFL, and just to have them come in and really just be comfortable and just play football and play football really well that season.
Isaac Bruce joining us on the show. What was maybe... From a kid's perspective, I didn't know much about Mike Martz other than, well, I'm a genius, you know, that type of thing. What was Mike Martz really like to play for as an offensive coordinator than a head coach?
Well, what may be surprising is that, you know, he didn't walk around calling himself a genius. I mean, he didn't, you know, that never happened. That was kind of placed on him. Why? Because what he did it so well. You know, it's very rare that you see a group or an offense have guys, you know, running wide open at times the way we were. You know, it's a testament to his play calling ability, his creativity, and the players themselves. And at the same time, you know, have gaping holes that a running back can run through. I mean, it's very rare. So, you know, he came in at a time where, you know, he was doing this, and people were, I mean, in the building were just in awe of his ability to call plays and create plays. Outside of the building, I think you saw a lot of jealousy. So therefore, you start tagging this guy as a genius, and you know, really, really wishing he'd not do as well. But you know, just to be around him for that time, he's a great coach, a great mentor. He really, really knew football, could coach any position on the offense, and I really admired him for it.
What was the most underrated part of that team?
The team itself. I have to say, our special teams. We were very underrated as far as the special teams were concerned. I think they gave the offense and the defense the ability to get more rest by doing what they were doing. I mean, I think we had four or five kick returns or punt returns for touchdowns that season, and the guys really played hard. It was very, very seldom that the defense had to start on the negative side of the football field as far as the special teams were concerned. And they always gave us great field position. So I think that would be, and the coach himself, Coach Frank Gans, man, just one of the greatest coaches ever to coach in the NFL, from his stories to his abilities to keep you accountable. You know, those that's what I would call the underrated part of it.
Isaac Bruce joining us on the show. How much do you watch of today's game?
You know what? I'm a more of a college football fan, and I normally get in the NFL. If they're showing the Rams, I don't have the ticket, but if they're showing the Rams, I'm watching the Rams no matter what. But I normally get into it towards playoff time. And once that starts to happen, Super Bowl, obviously I watch it. But I'm more of a college football fan.
You're watching more college. Who are you watching? Who are you paying the closest attention to?
Well, obviously I went to Memphis, and we're 8-1 right now. Yeah. We just won the Western Division of the AAC. And we're going to be playing in our conference championship game, I think, either in Memphis or Orlando. But at the same time, I'm always following my coach, one of my college roommates. He's currently coaching at Auburn right now, the tight ends coach. So maybe going to the Iron Bowl this weekend. And that's my college scratches, man.
Oh, my goodness. Mike Norvell's doing a heck of a job down there. I was a little bit worried Because, you know, Justin Fuente leaves, and I was a little bit worried Memphis might fall in some hard times, but they seem to continue to be picking it up. Isaac Bruce joining us on the show. Okay, one more time, give us that information. IsaacBruce.org, you got a lot of information here. And again, tell us real quick about Flight 300.
Yeah, Flight 300. Yeah, I mean, we launched the program back in 2014, and we haven't turned away a student. It's a program that provides transportation for college-bound students in need. It's been going great. It's getting stronger. We've got a lot of big donations this year, but we're still soliciting and still receiving donations as they come. And we just hopeful to reach our goal this year so we can send everyone that asks to college, to their college city.
Isaac, we thank you very much for the time, my friend. All the best.
Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.